ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। सभी मीठे मीठे भाई बहने अपना स्थान ग्रहण कर लीजिए और हॉल में अगर शांति बनाए रखेंगे तो बाबा हमको ऊंची अवस्था में उड़ाकर ले जाएंगे। ट्रांसलेशन फ्रीक्वेंसीज आप नोट कर लीजिए, इंग्लिश 105,
ट्रांसलेशन
इंग्लिश 105,
ट्रांसलेशन फ्रीक्वेंसी इंग्लिश इज
105, 102, तमिल 102, तेलुगु 89.5, तेलुगु 89.5, कन्नडा 92, कन्नडा 92, हिंदी 103, हिंदी 103, मलयालम 99, मलयालम 99। ज्ञान सूर्य की ज्ञान लालिमा धारण किए हुए ज्ञान रत्नों का खजाना समाए हुए अनुभवी आदरणीय सूरज भाई जी का
We all welcome Brother Suraj.
एक हाथ की ताली से स्वागत करते हैं, अभिनंदन करते हैं, स्वागत करते हैं। आपको देखकर ऐसा लगता है,
While seeing you,
स्थिति में आपकी
we feel God Himself in you through your stage. So who makes us experience the avyakt form of Baba through this vyakt form? And you have come from North India, the Uttar Pradesh. He has successfully completed his studies and then he came to Baba and he imbibed the knowledge and dedicated his life to Baba. So he surrendered his life to Baba and wanted to do service of everyone. Till this date, he has been sharing knowledge, the wealth of experience that he has with everyone, not only in this land but to the land abroad, and how he is helping everyone living in this, the world of Kaliyu. He's teaching, he's sharing his knowledge that how we can go beyond this Kaliyu. And through his television show Samadhan, he's giving solution to the many problems that people having. And he will be giving a class of the
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
सभी पहले पावरफुल संकल्प
एवरीवन
और बढ़ा दो वही वॉल्यूम
लेट्स टेक ए पावरफुल थॉट
पावरफुल संकल्प करेंगे हमें माया जीत
टुडे विल टेक ए पावरफुल थॉट
स्वयं का
दैट वी हैव टू बिकम The conqueror of Maya and decorate ourselves keeping the murli of today, today's avyakt murli. Today's murli where Baba says that you have the protection of the Almighty authority with you and Maya cannot cast There cannot be a cast of Maya on those souls who have the protection of the Almighty Authority. So let's all take a powerful thought and feel that I have the protection, the canopy of protection of Baba. Let's take a very positive thought. I'm a conqueror of Maya. I'm a powerful soul, Almighty, Master Almighty, and I have a canopy of protection. Shanti. Through the avyak stage, we can conquer Maya. And as the caste of Maya, as we conquer Maya, our stage will become powerful and will be able to maintain that stage for a long time. It's a very special day. Since morning, we all have been practicing very good practices. I share always. Today, on this special day, Baba always showers us with lot of powers, virtues. What we take is up to us. His presence is very powerful on this special day. Whoever takes this thought that Baba is with me, they can feel the presence of Baba very powerful. Today we will take a very powerful once again. Time is telling us there are many things that's happening in the world, and the impact of that is happening on people's on the mental level. Before this time of destruction, this is the bitter experience that everyone is facing, where everybody is facing the karmic accounts. We will keep two things in our mind. It is that time that Baba has been telling us that there will be a time where everybody's sinful or the karmic accounts of many births will come in front of them. The karmic of many births. And second, and the atmosphere of this Kali Yugi. And the atmosphere of this Kali Yugi, the atmosphere of Kali Yugi will impact the weak souls. So I have to make myself safe. I have to save myself. Everybody knows through the Murli, without the power of yoga, we cannot conquer Maya. In order to conquer Maya, people have been worshipping God since copper age. But because they didn't have the power of yoga, they couldn't take that power from God, and that's why the Maya been powerful since copper age. But we have the power of yoga, and we have to increase this power of yoga. We have to pay attention to two things. You might be paying attention. So we have to destroy the ego through self-respect. From today's Murli, we have to conquer the ego through self-respect. Those who have an ego, they will feel defamation very quickly. They will be hurt. They get disheartened very quickly, those who have ego. There are many forms. And you feel, and you start feeling a lot when you have an ego. So I have to have the self-respect. And today we will focus quite a lot on self-respect. The first practice, in order to conquer Maya, let's take a power from the Almighty. Let's go to Paramdham. is the fountain of all the powers, and I am there taking power from him. And the powers from Baba is coming to me, and I'm imbibing that power in me. I'm taking that power. This is the practice we can do while walking and moving around. Keep the line from Baba's Murli, that if you always keep in mind that the Almighty Father is always with me, then all the powers will come to you. So always remember that Almighty Father is with me, and all the powers will come to you, and the power of Maya will become weakened. So let's take the point of self-respect. Self-respect is an awareness. So whatever is there in the subconscious, it awakens. Self-respect awakens that. We have to understand the aspect of self-respect very deeply. In order even to repeat the self-respect, the points of self-respect or the title is also one thing. But to believe that I am that is another thing. I am a pure soul, I am a charitable soul. Let's try that, practice that for a few days. The I am the deity soul. Bring in front of you your deity form, and the deity feeling will awaken within you. I am a great soul, and the greatness will start emerging from you. You also have to churn that I am great. And so my thought, the action, the words will also be great. So my words, thoughts, actions won't be the same like the Kaliyugi soul. I'm a great soul. So pay a lot of attention on self-respect. The benefit that we get from practicing this, the mind will become free from these thoughts, which is a big challenge for many. To overthink is a big challenge for many. So there is a lot of thoughts, one thought and then another thought and then another. But self-respect not only just gives us the power, but also but from each thought of self-respect, it gives me power. It destroys the weak thoughts. First, I'll ask to pay attention on this one aspect of self-respect. And I am a victorious soul. I'm a victorious soul. I have conquered Maya many times. I have conquered numerous times. But still take one thought that, let's say you have conquered Maya 100 times, 1,000 times. So bring that number in front of you. So if some task you have done 100 times, And then if you have to do one more time, it becomes very easy. So in the same way, if you bring the awareness that I have conquered Maya so numerous times, then it will become easy. Then it is like a game. So have that thought that you have the power to conquer Maya. So what will happen then? So whatever the power that is sleeping inside, which is there in the merge form, will emerge in the merge form, it will emerge. So when some person is reminded that he is a very powerful soul, that you conquer, you can defeat this person, when you motivate someone in this way, they become very powerful, and then they conquer the game, they become the winner. So in the same way, we have to remind ourselves again and again that I am the victorious one. I have conquered anger. I have finished my ego. Having this thought, I have a very powerful thought that I am a victorious soul who have conquered Maya kalpa after kalpa. God has come Himself in order to make me conqueror. I am that fortunate one who, and God Himself has become the guide. If I won't conquer, who else will? I am with the Master. He has given me the weapons in order, and so the victory is guaranteed. Accept this very deeply, that I have the power to conquer Maya. So self-respect also reminds me of the responsibilities I have. Self-respect reminds us that what are the tasks that I have to do, the great tasks that we have been given. So from today's Murli, Baba said, in today's Avyak Murli, Baba said that Baba cannot see the sorrow in the world. So He keeps us motivating us again and again that you are the one, you are the remover of sorrow. Even your deity form, the idols, has been inspiring many. Your idol has been the inspiration for many. They have become the destroyer of obstacles. So the self-respect reminds us of the responsibility and makes us realize that I have a great task to do. So always remember, I am sitting at the roots, at the trunk of the Kalpa tree. I am sitting at the trunk, in the Kalpa tree. My every thought, my purity, my pure actions, the good actions, everything impacts the whole Kalpa tree. So I'm sitting at the roots, and everything I do impacts the whole tree. Again, let's create this image that I am the great soul. I am a tapasvi, the yogi soul who is sitting at the roots of the tree. I am sustaining the tree. The elevated vibrations. The elevated vibrations is giving power to the whole Kalpa tree. The pure vibrations, the golden rays, the golden vibrations is spreading throughout the whole tree. See this image. The whole Kalpa tree is becoming golden, is changing the color, it's becoming golden color. The good actions, that I have is inspiring others also to do the same. The vibrations of purity. My pure vibrations is also invoking, giving strength to the deity souls. The power of my yoga is also sustaining everyone. The vibrations that is emerging from me is giving power to the whole tree. I remember Baba once said, Baba reminded us of one self-respect. That time I never heard it before, and after that also very few times I heard that. That you are the Noor, you are the special one. Listen this very carefully and increase your self-respect. So if you, the light, so it's there, if I don't have the light in my eyes, the world becomes very dark. So you are also the Noor, you are the light. So you souls, if you are not in this world, Baba said that if you souls are not in this world, then even the world won't be so good. So it's if the light is not there, then everything is darkened. So in the same way, you are the lights. So you are the pure souls, you are the lights of this world. You are the special ones, you are the... Because of you, such great souls, this soul, this world remains in existence. Each of you are busy in doing the good actions. Many might not know. So the Parsi religion, which has been the small religion, they practice the celibacy a lot. There are many who come to us, who came to Gyan. There's one brother who who is a big officer, agriculture director. He used to come for seva. So yeah, brother asked that, why you remain celibate? He said, everybody is practicing. So that why you practice celibacy? He said that everybody is following, so I'm also following. So don't you think that the population of your religion is decreasing? But they still give a lot of importance to celibacy. So even at the end of the Kali Yuga, still they're giving the importance to the celibacy. So even in that small religion, even if a small amount, let's say 200 are following purity or the celibacy, still it's sustaining this world. So even at the end of the Kali Yuga, they're practicing this. But we are the lights of the world. So we have to bring, awaken our self-respect in this way. So if we are not in a good state, even the world is of no interest. Let us awaken the self-respect. I'm a deity, I'm a purity, I'm a deity of purity. Let me take the vibrations of purity from Baba. My purity is my decoration. Purity is my personality. It's a treasure. My purity is the strength for the world. It is a support for many religions. And the rays of purity is coming from top.
जाओ अपने अपने लिए, कोई तीन पांच या आठ, जो समान जिसको प्रिय लगे प्रिय वो लगते हैं जो हमारे।
सो वेदर इट्स थ्री फाइव और एट, whatever favorite self point of self respect is there, someone likes that I'm a master, almighty authority, someone likes I'm the victorious one, someone likes I'm a destroyer of obstacles, or someone likes I'm a pure soul, or I'm a great soul. So any, whichever is your favorite, bring this self points of self respect in your awareness at Amritvela. This will give power to your subconscious. The early morning hour is very powerful. We know that it's a very, everyone is sleeping. So, and of course, there is a lot of effect that whatever, whether it's the day before, whether it's the food that you eat, everything can affect your stage. But at early morning, bring this, give 5 minutes, bring this self points of self respect in your awareness. Let's once again remind ourselves that I am a destroyer of Maya, that I can destroy my ego through self respect, through the practice, of self-respect, I'll be able to attain success, victory very easily. It will follow me like a shadow. Baba once said that the children who sit on the seat of self-respect, the father is responsible for them. So the children who remain on the seat of self-respect, the father is responsible for them. And for those children who remain, upset, they themselves are responsible. This is the obvious line from one of the Murli, that you always have to stay on the seat of self-respect. Always stay in the intoxication of self-respect, always churn the point of self-respect, and Baba will help me in different ways, otherwise I have to struggle. And the version of Baba was that those children who sit on the seat of self-respect, they will have the canopy of protection. It's like the umbrella, it's like a protection, and the rays from the sun of knowledge is coming on me. It becomes like a protection. I have to become conqueror of anger, conqueror of lust. Everything that Baba said in today's Murli, that you can conquer all of these vices in just one thought. That I don't waste my power of thought in any way. Every thought is a powerful thought. There is what is fortune in one of the Murli Baba said. The energy of the thought that I create is my fortune. So every thought that I create creates my destiny. So I should not waste my thoughts. In one way we waste our energy through having waste thoughts, sometimes thinking of others, or sometimes it's out of jealousy or greed. No, I should not waste my energy in such way. I have to do a great task in the coming time. So I should not waste my energy in these small things. It is a very powerful thing. So I have always have to create a powerful thought. And this power will help us in getting rid of many small weaknesses, the vices. The complete purity. Even today Baba was asking that at least create 16,108. So once we have 108 souls ready, 16,108 will be ready anyway. So to, it was so complete. The definition of complete purity is not just that to have a powerful thought, but also I should be free from the wasteful thoughts. So the light of the souls who have purity, the light of the souls who have purity spreads far and wide. So let's pay very powerful attention that I have to become conqueror of anger, conqueror of lust. Today Baba also entertained us in many ways that yes, situation comes in the form of an anger, but we have to keep ourselves very calm. We have to analyze ourselves, we have to check ourselves that with what which desire is making me giving anger to me, which desire is making me angry. And the person who gets very angry always have this thought that when someone says something wrong, I get angry. When someone lies, I get angry. And that's why. So if I become angry, then I'm also false. So train yourself in this way that this is the end times of Kali Yuga, and no soul here is truthful. No one is here truthful. Everybody has their own sanskaras. So many things are happening, but I have to make my chit very peaceful. I have to become destroyer. I have to become detached observer. I have to keep the points of knowledge in front of me. In our family also, we will have different souls with variety of sanskaras, but we have to adjust ourselves. You might be adjusting yourself, but we have to adjust more. In Sakar time, that there is so much heat in, so there is a saying that the power of anger is so much that it can even dry the water. So everybody is clapping, so he's saying there is nothing to clap in this, but I'm just saying that this is the thing we have to keep. So the vessels, you know, in the olden days they used to have the clay pot. So even there is a saying that if you, the heat of the anger can even dry the water in the pot. So let's create a very powerful thought that I have to make my chit very peaceful. I'm a bodiless soul, the sparkling soul. That I don't have a body, I'm just a soul. I'm an incorporeal soul.
Peaceful.
I'm a peaceful soul. Have this thought very powerfully deep inside that I am a peaceful soul. That peace is the decoration. That I have to create peace in my home. Feel the vibration, the rays of peace spreading around. So the small practice that I'm remembering now. There are many people who practiced this for 3 times. Charge water. Charge the water that you drink, that give the thoughts that I'm a pure soul, I'm a peaceful soul. Give drishti to the water and create these thoughts few times. That I'm a pure soul, I'm a pure soul, I'm a peaceful soul. And the chit will become very peaceful. It's a very good technique. There are many sisters who have practiced this. The sisters who used to be unhappy, they didn't know that why they used to remain unhappy. So they used to practice this method of having a glass of water and creating this thought of I'm a peaceful soul, I'm a pure soul, and they saw a very good result. You can charge water in many ways. In your own home, you can experiment this in many ways. If a child is not so good, then you can also charge water and make him drink. So in this way, the brain will activate. But you have to do in a very continuous, in a few days. You have to do this for a few days. If someone is not well, you can also charge the water and give him the water. We have to conquer lust anyway. Everybody should practice this method where your attachment to the world will also decrease, will come to an end. That I am a bodiless one. So when you practice that I am a bodiless one, even the attachment to everything will finish. It's only when I come in this consciousness of a body, my sense organs become active. But when I disconnect, when I remind myself that I am a soul, then I have a disinterest. Remember that you are a pure soul sitting in the center of the forehead, and the vibrations of purity spreading throughout in the whole body, making each part of the body very cool. So in order to conquer the lesson, in order to conquer attachment, the test paper of attachment, that Baba said that those who will conquer this paper will become conqueror of everything. Everybody has attachment to many things, sometimes of wealth, whether it's a house, whether it's a shop, whether it's children. But this practice of bodiless will make you become conqueror of attachment. And our interest in the outside world, the desire to get things or do things will decrease. In Baba, in the Sakha Murli always says that if you have to ask the super sensuous joy, then ask the gops and gopis. So in order to experience this super sensuous joy, so even this super sensuous joy is higher than even the golden age joy or the happiness. So we all have to create a very powerful aim to conquer Maya. We get power, the vibrations of Baba when we have a meeting with Baba. So feel yourself that you are in the soul world, in the incorporeal world, in front of the sun of knowledge, and those rays are coming on me. So I'll remind you of one or two things from yesterday's and day after yesterday, day before yesterday's Murli. Then Baba. So Baba in yesterday's Murli said that those who remember me with a lot of love, I also remember them. But not just the love in just remembrance, but in a practical form. So have love for the Yajna, have love for his Srimad, for love for his every task. It's the proof of that love. So pay a lot of attention to this. So remember that Baba have come for me. From the corporate, I used to join hands. I used to worship him, but right now he is in
front. The most beautiful opportunity, Bhagwan hamare liye, uski madad sada hi milegi. Isliye, jab bhi koi baatein jeevan mein aati hain, roj aa jati hain, Baba ko bulane.
There was just some disturbance in the line.
Kuch bhi badi se badi samasya aapke
ghar mein. So whatever big problem in your life, have the habit of invoking Baba. If someone has a problem, a heart in your family, and if they worry, but in that moment of worry, invoke Baba. At that time, if you're not able to find anyone or vehicle or doctor, but immediately remember Baba, invoke Baba. And tell him that you take over this, you help us, and then see, experience that even a big problem, a big thing, he will make it very small. So Baba is ready to help us at every moment. Will it ever happen in the four kalpa that God Himself sees? That whenever you will remember me, I will come to you. So let's invoke Baba now with a lot of love, with a lot of faith. Feel His presence here. Let's invoke Baba. Let us take ourselves to soul world, the incorporeal world. Observe the Son of Knowledge sitting there.
बहुत अच्छा नाता जोड़ लें उससे खुदा
दोस्त. Have a very powerful connection, the relation with him. He's like a friend. Invite him with a lot of love. Hey, friend, the one who looks after me, the one who has taken the boat, my boat across, leave the soul world and come to us. We have come from far and wide to meet you. Feel Bab Dada in front of you. Very powerful form. And the whole vibration of the place is filled with power. Baba is giving me drishti. If there is any problem or burden on your mind, take drishti from Baba and give it to Baba. Baba has placed his hand on my forehead. Baba has placed his hand on my head. And after giving drishti, is back to soul world. Today's Murli of Baba, create a very powerful stage and listen to the Murli. I, the soul, sitting in the center of the forehead, keep practicing this. See that Baba is spreading the rays from up above. You will be seeing Baba in front of you. Keep practicing and keep taking power from Baba. Take any one point from today's Murli and keep it with you. Take this one point in your life. So if you have the meeting in this way, your meeting with Baba will be very powerful. So have this thought that I'm going to have a very powerful meeting. Let's have a very powerful yoga, a volcanic stage. I, the soul, again back to the soul world, like sitting there in front of Baba, taking power from him.
Shiva Baba. Mm-hmm.